Hurricane Katrina has given the homeowner many challenges. I'll give you some timely tips today on Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with horticulturist Norman Winter is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service. Now, here's Norman.
Hello, gardeners. When disaster strikes, the little things take on more importance. Saving something from a site of total devastation can be a big boost, even if what was saved is just a tree or a special bush. As I travel around in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, I've noticed a few things that could be overlooked by homeowners. Water is critical. A lot of us have made an effort to reposition small trees and shrubs that were blown over. In most cases, when these fell, the broken roots were exposed to the air. With no rain since the hurricane, these shrubs or trees will have to be watered to help them get reestablished. Pay attention also to the moisture in newly planted shrub beds. Young trees, whether crepe myrtles, hollies, ligustrums, wax myrtles, or some other that really popped out of the ground, will need to be staked if they are really wobbly to prevent the next big gust of wind from blowing them over. Stake them with a flexible material to allow for a little bending in the breeze. For smaller shrubs and plants, it may be easier to dig them up and replant them than to try and stake them upright. You may have noticed that many crepe myrtles were almost defoliated by the winds. These should leaf out again and be just fine. Tomorrow I'll give you more tips that you might have overlooked. Remember, your landscape will look good again. Well, so long, neighbor. I'm Norman Winter for Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with horticulturist Norman Winter was produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.